There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Lines in the water, watching those bobbers, seeing that red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling, supper's hot. Y'all come and get it. We yelled 5 more minutes. At 16, it was 1203.
Hey there, this is the Hollywood Life Podcast, and we are so excited today because we have a very special guest. Now, you may have guessed it listening to this beautiful song, 5 More Minutes, but we are here with Scotty McCreery, and welcome, Scotty. And listen, congratulations, because you've got a big new album coming out on Friday, on March 16th. And it's called Seasons Change, and 5 More Minutes was a huge hit for you, and it is going to be on the album, plus lots of other wonderful songs. And so we got to talk all about this, because you just have so much going on.
Yeah, it's been a crazy start to the year already, and it's been fun. 5 More Minutes was out there, went to number one, which was awesome, and just got a new single out there, and engaged and married, so it's a lot going on right now.
And all good things. And your new single is This Is It.
Yeah.
And that is all about your decision to commit to your soulmate and to get engaged and get married.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. It's really the blueprint for our proposal. It's if you listen to it from the beginning to the end, you'll kind of get an idea of where we were in the mountains and kind of the trails we took to get up to the cliffs, and just kind of what I was thinking, what she was thinking. So, yeah.
Now, how long did you plan that proposal? Because it was very special.
Yeah, I planned it for a while, which is, I think, why she might have had an idea that I was going to propose, because I don't plan anything ever. So she was like, wow, you really got this weekend planned out. I was like, yeah,
why are you taking me to the mountains? We never go to the mountains.
Exactly.
What's with this hiking gear you brought along?
So she's smart like that. But it all worked out. And I wrote This Is It actually 2 weeks before we got engaged. I kind of had that planned out, like, to the T.
Oh, so, I see. So yeah, you wrote the song in anticipation because you already knew what your plan was for the proposal.
Yeah, I knew that we finally had a weekend we could go up there. And I was flying her sister in from Oklahoma, and her parents and my parents were going to surprise us. And so it all actually worked out, you know, like I wanted it to, which rarely happens, you know, perfectly. So I'm glad this did.
I have to say, like, I've been on your Instagram. I've been stalking your Instagram.
Okay.
And you have, like, the most beautiful photos and video, and, of course, the song playing, and it's of your engagement. Now, what are these mountains? Is it in North Carolina? You're from there. I've never been there.
Yeah, I'm from North Carolina, and they're the Appalachian Mountains, and the mountain that we were on is right behind Grandfather Mountain, and Grandfather's a pretty famous one. It was in Forrest Gump, actually, Grandfather Mountain was.
Uh-huh.
But, so we were actually looking for a waterfall. We love to hike and explore and do different things like that, and I totally just screwed up and got us lost, and
oh,
I didn't know where we were or anything. I was trying to play it cool. We driven like 45 minutes on a dirt road unmarked into a mountain, and I was like, all right, next trail we see, we're just gonna get out and hike it. And it turned out to take us to these beautiful cliffs, and we've gone back ever since, and that's kind of our spot now.
Scotty has redefined the Appalachian Trail, the whole term. It's a whole new love story now.
That's right.
I think this one is much better than the old version.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, and it's like everything was going with you, because it was absolutely gorgeous day, at least I can see in the photos.
It was
beautiful blue sky. So you planned a hike, but you got lost, and so you didn't end up going up the hike that you had planned.
Well, originally, that was years ago. That was probably 3 or 4 years ago. But now, ever since then, that's kind of been our spot. So anytime we go to the mountains, we always go back to the spot, and we hang out for an hour or two. And,
right, because it's a great view.
Oh, it's beautiful, and nobody knows about it. So it's always just you up there. And I think me talking about it so much might be giving the cat out of the bag, but letting it out. But,
yeah, I like hiking, too. And I may have to go there.
And the photo of the beautiful engagement ring is on Scotty's Instagram as well. If you want to see that, it's really stunning. And there's some photos of sort of the, is this the aftermath of after you proposed?
Let me just say, probably, and your fiance's name is Gabi.
Gabi. Yes, yeah, absolutely. So yeah, a lot of those pictures, some of them were taken the day we got engaged. Some of them were taken a few years prior. We've been up there. Actually, we haven't gone up there since we got engaged, I don't think. So we'll have to get back. But
there's some videos up too. Oh, and you did what I always do, which is forget to put a cover photo on the video. I'm like, forget.
I know. Yeah.
Then it just shows up as like a black space on your Instagram.
Well, at least that means they're gonna click on it because they want to see what it is.
It's a mystery. Yes. Well, when you see that photo of the engagement ring and then the next video is dark, it's actually mysterious. Like what is going to
happen? Instagram does need an edit button because I tried to make a cover thing afterwards.
You can't do it after the fact. It's so annoying. Yeah, let us go back. It's like you should be able to edit tweets and you should be able to edit your cover photo your Instagram video.
Yeah, why don't they let you edit tweets? That really bugs me. Seriously, yeah. You have to like delete them if you make a spelling mistake.
Yes. And then like for me, people catch me as soon as, and they're like, oh, I saw that.
I know. No one reads my tweets, so it doesn't matter. But I, when I see celebrities do a typo, I'm just like,
caught.
You poor fool. Yeah. There's no way, because everyone's like screenshot.
The worst is when you use the wrong your.
That's a killer.
The grammar Nazis come out.
Oh, yeah.
Soul.
Now, just back to this engagement. Okay. So how long a hike was it? And when you got up to the top, so how long did you hike? And then you get to the top, and did you immediately like get down on your knee?
I wish it was that smooth. No, it's like a 30-minute hike, and I probably got us up that mountain in 5 minutes or so.
You were running up.
Yeah, it was. My heart was racing. So we got up there, and I tried to just play it cool, and I wasn't, I'm sure. But we were probably up there 15, 20 minutes before I finally went and got the ring out of the book bag and dropped down to a knee. And I was nervous, you know, but hey, luckily she said yes.
Well, you thought she might not?
No, I had a pretty good, I mean, we've been together 5.5 years at that point.
Really? And you're only 24.
Yeah, yeah. We grew up together. We met in kindergarten and have grown up through school together. So,
jeez.
Yeah, in her kindergarten diary, she has Mrs. Gabi McCreary written in hearts.
Really?
On it.
Yeah. Are you serious? She was crushing on you in kindergarten?
Kindergarten, yeah. So
that's amazing.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Did you know that? Or when did she confess that she put hearts all over your name from kindergarten?
Her mom brought her diary out and let me know she didn't. So she still hates her mom for that. But I'm not sure that I knew that she was, you know, crushing or whatever back then, because they had code names for me. They called me Coke, so they could talk about me when I was still in the classroom. So.
Oh, sly.
Now, she was crushing on you in kindergarten. Did she ever not crush on you? Like, did she?
Oh, yeah. She had
other boyfriends.
And I, you know, I didn't date that much. I think I had one girlfriend before her back in, like, middle school or something, but. I'd had my eye on her all through high school, and then I went on Idol my junior year and got back my senior year. And I was realizing, I was like, man, I'm about to be on tour, and like, if I don't make my move now, I'm about to miss my chance. So I asked her on a date, and luckily she said yes.
So you guys really didn't get together until after you got sort of well-known via Idol.
Yes. Now, let me just remind everybody out there that you were the winner of American Idol. It was the 10th season?
Number 10. Absolutely.
Okay, and you were really young. You were only 17 when you won.
It's been wild. It's been a good ride, though. It's been good.
So you went on American Idol, and you hadn't dated yet, and then you came back from American Idol, and it's so sweet. You had your eye on her all through high school, and you're like, I may be the American Idol, and like, I'm, you know, this didn't go to your head, because you were, no, I'm going back for my girl, I am going to ask her out.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm getting my courage up.
Absolutely. It probably helped my confidence a little bit, but she's awesome, and she... could have had, you know, a number of dudes. So I'm glad I went on a date to a fried chicken place with her first. So I'm glad she wanted some chicken tonight. So it all worked out.
America is not known for nice singers. It is known for great singers. And you are one of them.
Yeah, that's what Simon said.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Do you remember that even?
You know, I don't know. It was all so blurry, but yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I bet it is, because I'm sure when you're in the moment and it's so intense, and I mean, you're young and, you know, like all the lights and the cameras and the action and the audience, it's probably really hard to retain what people say.
Yeah.
Like the judges.
I know. Yeah. Week to week was always different and there was so much going on. It really was a 7 day a week, 24 hour a day kind of thing on Idol. I mean, there was no downtime. It was, we're going to go from rehearsals to a photo shoot, and from there we're doing interviews, and from there we got to go record your song, and from there we got to go make an appearance here at this carpet. And then, I mean, it was crazy, but it was a good boot camp for us.
The biggest nightmare for me of that whole show is the moment sort of at the beginning where you have to get in those like singing groups. Did you have to do that on your season?
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah. And it's like that's like always my nightmare in school, is like you have to get a group together and then you don't want to be left out of the group. Sometimes you're like the odd man out or you're assigned to a
group.
Gino
is always left out, as you can tell.
Oh, you're assigned to some group that's you're either like the other people are not good, they're not pulling their weight, or
I always try to get
cool
in the group
here
with the smart people that, you know, right, do most of the work.
You want to like cheat off them, right? Yeah. You need a group that can like dance or something. And then you're up all night rehearsing, right? You don't get any sleep.
Yeah,
and
no
you can't
sleep.
Really remember lyrics and choreography and whatever if you don't sleep, right? Like it's just,
yeah,
that's
terrible.
That when I watch that every season, I'm just like,
and
oh
if
my
you
God.
Listen to my voice compared to what the normal American Idol type voice is, I did not fit in with anybody. So
yeah, totally. Yeah. You're so different.
Right.
Yeah,
you've got a beautiful
laughing,
deep voice.
I was trying to go like audition for these groups for group week or whatever, group night. And I'd be like, they'd be like, well, sing for us. And I'd say, and they're like, oh heck no. Like it's like, well, okay. But
yeah. Well, it did work out. But here, just before we get into Idol some more, I want to hear a little more about this engagement, because this is it. And so you did it. She said yes. And where were the parents? Were they at the bottom of the hill? They secretly followed you?
No, so they had driven up to my cabin and they were hanging out there. And her sister had flown in. And so our families drove up together. And yeah, Gabi had no clue. I haven't put the video out there yet on Instagram. I probably will eventually. But they were filming whenever they surprised Gabi. And Gabi flipped out. So it was everything went perfect. The day really worked out exactly like I had planned. And we went up to a nice restaurant on top of the mountain and had a view that was gorgeous, and it was just a perfect day.
Are you going to use any of the videos like for the actual video like you did for Five More Minutes? I mean, those home videos were so intense, so beautiful.
Yeah, I think we are going to use some of the wedding footage for the This Is It music video. So we just got to kind of wait for that to happen. The music video might be a little later than most of mine as far as when the single drops and when that drops. But, you know, how can you not have that footage in there for a music video like this?
Well, so when's the wedding?
Well, we're keeping that on the download just in case we have some crashers that want to swing by.
Well, we won't tell them where it is.
Yeah, I know. Well, I love telling. We're going to get married up in the mountains. That's kind of our place, is the mountains. But, yeah, it's... we're just keeping on the DL, But yeah, we're excited. It's coming up quicker than we think. You know, we got a lot of stuff to figure out here pretty soon.
Well, and also you got to get this video done because you got this song out.
I know. And it's really, the response to the song has been awesome. Normally my songs, we release it and it normally goes to the top of iTunes, but then it starts going back down, you know, until it gets on the radio for a while. But This Is It. It's been top five all week. So it's been exciting to see that.
Well, you know, I think like the story that you're telling here, and also the story you tell in Five More Minutes. I mean, these are very personal experiences, but they're very relatable. Like everybody has these feelings and these experiences, or they want these experiences. Like the fact, like knowing that a person is it, that you found your soulmate. Like that's what everyone wants in life. And then the Five More Minutes, like we all have people we wish we had five more minutes with. So they're so relatable in the emotions.
Absolutely. I think that's the number one thing I found out through writing these songs, and especially through Five More Minutes, but hopefully with This Is It as well. It's just that we're all a lot more alike than we are different, and doesn't matter what the news tries to tell us about all that, but you know, every night I got people telling me, you know, what 5 more minutes means to them and who they're thinking of when they hear the song and why they're tearing up. And for me, it's like, I wrote that song for my granddaddy. It's my life. But the fact that my experiences relate so much to everybody else's, that to me, it
absolutely
shows
yeah,
it
life.
Immediately made me think of my little niece who's 3, and she learned the term 5 more minutes maybe 6 months ago. And of course, to kids, 5 more minutes means sweet, however much time I can get, right? Like, she doesn't want to get out of the playpen. She wants 5 more minutes, and you come back, all right, it's been 5 minutes, Maisie, 5 more minutes, right?
Yeah. Just,
it goes on indefinitely.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You, and also, I think that the idea, like, you're really lucky because you'd met your soulmate really young,
sure.
Kindergarten.
Yeah, and even as young as
get it, that's as young as it gets. I'm even amazed you remember. I don't think I remember much from kindergarten.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were in class kindergarten through middle through high school. So I just know that. So
yeah. So it stuck with you. Did you ever feel like you needed to have more experiences, or that, like, you know how a lot of, especially guys, want to they feel like they can't settle down because they need to have more experiences, more girlfriends, more whatever,
yeah,
sleep with more girls, blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
you know, but you don't feel that it was more important to you to be with the right person and be excited about having like so many more years together.
Yeah. You know, I knew pretty early on with her that she was the one, and she's got a great way. She's a very independent, strong-willed, hardworking woman. And so, number one, that was impressive to me. But number two, as far as I go, she was my biggest cheerleader, my biggest supporter. She always wants to know what I'm doing and what I did today and how the crowd was and how my song's doing, which is awesome. But at the end of the day, when I get home, I'll be like, baby, we got the number one song in the country. And she's like, well, that's awesome, but, you know, the trash needs to be taken out. So she's really good for me like that. And that's how it should be.
Well, I think that's really important.
It is. Yeah. You know, she keeps my feet on the ground. And if I get the slightest bit of a big head, she will slap it out of me real quick. So that's what I need.
Excellent, Gabby.
The music industry can also be pretty humbling, right? You're coming off the success of this single, which everyone is loving, has gone to number one. But this is a kind of a comeback for you, right? Because I was reading this story in the Washington Post about how you were with Mercury Interscope and you lost your record deal.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And you were sort of in the wind as an artist. And this is after winning Idol, after already being a known commodity. I mean, everyone knows who you are. And you were sort of on the market. And now you have this. Do you feel this is a bit of a comeback and a bit of a we shouldn't have dropped me. Look what I have.
Well, you know, it definitely feels good in that aspect. I'm not going to lie. It's one of those things that, you know, for me, we'd worked hard for years and we had, you know, pretty good success over there at Mercury. We had 3 platinum singles and a gold single, and you know, things were rocking and rolling, but we had difference of opinion on direction of songs, and you know, things happen, business decisions have to be made, so I get it. But 5 More Minutes was written with that label, so to me it's like,
oof,
in the back of my mind they were saying, you know, don't believe in the song or don't believe in that. So that's when we were like, all right, we gotta pick up the pieces and you know, move on, figure out where our next home's gonna be and make this song work. So we worked really hard to get the song up there. So it is a comeback and it does feel
vindication
really good. A little bit. And I got a lot of love for the people over there at Universal. We worked hard together for 5 years and you know, 99% of my love. So
what was it that they wanted out of you that you didn't want to do?
You know, it was just song direction. You know, for me, if you listen to my music traditionally, where I lean is a little bit more traditional sound. It's just kind of how my voice is. And they were, you know, wanting some songs that were a little more
poppy,
a little more, outside of my comfort zone, and we went that direction with the song, and it didn't do anything. So after that's when they dropped it, and I was like, well, you know, I think if we would have put out this song 5 minutes, it might have worked out.
I feel like there is that audience out there who feels nostalgic for the way country used to sound, and you know what, every other country group out there is doing the pop country hybrid. So I think there's space for a more traditional artist, right?
Yeah, and these are very heartfelt songs.
Yeah, and songs I think people, like you said earlier, can relate to. And that's not to say I don't really – I dig where country's at right now as a whole. I mean, I can jam to FGL and all those guys. You know, I put it on my playlist. But just for me personally, I just kind of lean a little more traditionally. But that doesn't mean I don't like the sound today going on.
Now, were you really excited to hear that American Idol was coming back?
I was. I'm a fan of the show, first and foremost. I got lucky enough to be a part of it, you know, on season 10. But I watched season 1 through season 15, and I'm glad to watch season 16. So
Were you able to watch it this week?
I was. And it looked awesome. I think the talent's great, and the judges were working together good. And I love Luke being there. He's a good guy and a funny guy. So I'm glad the public gets to kind of see that.
What advice would you give to somebody? Well, I want to ask you two things of advice. Advice for somebody who wants to try out for Idol, and then advice if they win, how they should move forward. Okay, so two sets of advice.
Yeah, well, for the first set on advice for trying out, I would just say find what makes you unique and showcase that, because they're seeing – just in my city alone, in Milwaukee, where I auditioned, there were 15,000 people auditioning.
Oh my God.
So you got to, you know, find what makes you different, and you really got to showcase that. So for me, I was a goofy looking baby faced 16-year-old that had a deep voice. And, you know, that's what I wanted to showcase. So I sang Josh Turner. They saw that. So, you know, they moved me on to the next round. So for other folks, it doesn't have to be deep voice. It could be a really high voice. It could be just a growl, a grit to your voice that you have. But just showcase what makes you unique. And for winning the show, number one, I just say buckle up, because it is right off the bat, it is insane. And you just got to enjoy it and, you know, take time for yourself, because they'll want to work you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and that's just not feasible. So
when you say, like, once you win, who's going to work you 7 days a week? Is it because they put you on tour? Is it because they want to get an album out?
Right off the bat, you have the tour. Actually, for me, I won the show. I won May 25th, 2011 in Los Angeles, California. And May 26th, I had an AP English test in North Carolina. I had to fly back to North Carolina the next day. And I was doing school out in L.A., but for that specific test, I actually had to be there at the class. So
I would drop out so fast.
Yeah, I guess we could have. But, for me, I just wanted to get back to my buddies and hang out. But
how did you study for that?
Just kind of have to do it. Me and Lauren, we had 3 hours of school a day.
So. She was the runner-up, right?
Yeah. So we were in school together every day, and
that's because you were under 18 or something.
Yeah, you have to, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm, legally. So. Yeah. But for advice as far as if you win, you know, buckle up, get ready, and take time for yourself, because you're gonna work hard regardless. But maybe work 6 days a week instead of seven.
Let's take a little trip back down memory lane to Scotty's American Idol audition.
Oh, okay.
Today. Your Man by Josh Turner.
Okay. It's J-Lo.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low. Put some music on it soft and slow. And baby, we ain't got no place to go. And I hope you understand. Well, I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. And I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
Wow. You make me smile.
J-Lo loved it.
Yeah,
that was a sparkle in her eye that day, I tell you.
Yeah, I can absolutely see why they were so excited.
Well, thank you.
And why they took you. Because, yeah, that is a very deep voice. And you pulled it off. Like, you just... You must have been so nervous. I would have been so nervous.
Yeah, I was nervous. You know, you see Jennifer Lopez and Randy and Steven on TV your whole life, but you don't think of them as real people. And then all of a sudden, you're right there in front of them. But yeah, Jennifer, I'm Puerto Rican. You can't tell it because I'm about see-through right now. But so I wanted to see Jennifer, just tell her, you know, I'm Puerto Rican too, and she loved that. My grandma came out to the show. I'm a country singer with a grandma named Paquita Rivera Guadalupe de Francisca McCreary. It's a little different. So They tell you when you come out of the show as an audience member, you do not approach the judges. Don't talk to them. Don't look at them. They're working, and they got 30 seconds to get between commercial breaks. But Grandma Paquita marches to the beat of her own drum, and she walked right up to Jennifer and started speaking in Spanish. And Jennifer turned around and she told her in Spanish, "I've been waiting for you," and brought Grandma up. And they had like a 2-minute convo in Spanish. And Jennifer said that like made her year, and Grandma made her life.
That's so fantastic.
Wow.
I forgot that. Simon wasn't on that season. It was J-Lo and Steven Tyler who were sitting there along with Randy Jackson. Well,
I'm glad, because I don't think Simon wouldn't have liked me. He didn't like country music in general. And he with as goofy as I was on stage, I don't think he would have much cared for me.
I don't know about that. I think he's good at spotting talent.
Maybe. We'll see.
Do you still have relatives in Puerto Rico?
We have friends. Everybody that is a relative has moved up. Like, I've got an aunt in Cape Cod. That's my grandma's sister and all that. But grandma still has friends over there. Mm-hmm.
How's everybody doing?
Okay. It's tough over there.
But, Scotty, I know. Yeah.
Scotty McCreary, just another Puerto Rican country singer out here.
Yeah, man. They're the dime a dozen, right? Yeah.
In terms of, like, winning and how your life changed, like, is it for the is it something you've talked to other Idol winners about how, you know, to manage it successfully? Because, you know, everybody, not like some people have had great careers and are continuing. Some, I'm not sure what they're doing.
Sure.
Like,
yeah. No, it's not something I really chatted with everybody about. For me, I think you gotta pave your own way after the show and figure out what's going to work for you. And I don't know the magic formula for, you know, why some people work really well after the show and why some don't. But I will say to that I do think everybody that's come off the show is really they've had a nice career for themselves in their own way. I mean, they might not be a mainstream country artist or a mainstream top 40 guy, but they might be gospel singing. Like Ruben is gospel and smooth R&B, which you're just not going to hear on your main radio station. But he's had a great career and tours the country and is doing his thing, which you just don't hear
about.
No,
you don't hear about it. So this is good. I'm glad you're telling us.
Yeah, exactly. And they've done Broadway and different things like that. And so everybody's done pretty well, and Idol's helped them out. But some are just more in the public eye than others.
I feel like country is another way to go that has a little bit more success. We've seen like a few artists come out of.
Yeah.
Whereas pop is maybe such a broad category and so competitive. And I don't know, maybe the country market seems a little more open to winners accepting you into the, I don't know, there's some kind of cool kid. Like there's never been like a hip hop artist come out of American Idol, right? Or like an R&B artist or like a top 40 R&B artist. Like Ruben, you know, stuff like that. So it seems like, it's good that you are in this genre that's accepting.
Yeah, country, they're great people there in Nashville and very accepting, but they still want to see you prove it. And, I had some resistance when I first got to town, and they just wanted to see that I was a legit artist and not just a TV guy. So we had to work hard, and we're still working pretty hard today, but I think 5 more minutes has really taken us to that next level of as far as, okay, this guy's, he's legit. So
really? So it took all that time.
Yeah, we still had some doubters. And I'm not even sure they were doubters more so than they were just, you know, wanting to see me pay my dues and wanting to see me, you know, write songs that mean something. And so we've been working hard at that, and I feel like this record's, you know, gonna do that for us.
Do you think if you hadn't gone on to Idol and you hadn't won, do you think that music would have been your career?
I would have given it a shot. I was gonna go to Nashville either for college or after college. And try to make it. I was doing guitar lessons when I was in fourth grade and fifth grade.
So it was a passion for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When I was in, you know, second grade, I was already imitating Elvis Presley and singing his songs to anybody who'd listen. So singing's just kind of what I always knew.
Now, when you watched Idol this week, would you have liked to have been kissed by Katy Perry? how would that have thrown you?
Why not? When I went back to sing on Idol, a few years ago, Jennifer Lopez gave me a kiss on the cheek. So she's my girl. I love Jennifer. So all good.
Well, I thought it was very cute when she kissed this very sort of gawky guy.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if she threw him off because she was kind of so stunned.
Yeah, it's got to be a little bit. You know, she's Katy Perry. It's got to be a little. You know,
do you think? Are you gonna? Do you know if you'll be on the show this season?
Yeah, we've already gone back and filmed like a mentoring session for a contestant.
Oh,
so
okay.
So I'm excited about that.
Do you get to perform one of 5 more minutes or this is it?
Potentially. Normally, if you have a song working, at least for me, when the songs have worked, you know, See You Tonight and Feeling It, we've gone back and sang on the show. So, but it's new producers, new, I don't know how that's going to work this season. But
if you got a hit song out, they're going to want you to do it, I think.
Yeah,
right?
You know, and I think I'd like showcasing, you know, the folks that were on the show that are really working in the mainstream and stuff, just to do all that. So, it, you know, if it keeps working out, then hopefully they give me a call. If not, all good. So,
and do you know if you're going to be on any of the upcoming, like, awards country shows?
We're heading out to Vegas for the ACMs in April, so we'll
okay.
be out there.
So we can cover you there.
Yeah, we'll be out there. Not going to sing. We might present, but not going to sing. And then, yeah, CMAs and all that in November, so we'll be out there.
How do you guys make it work, you and Gabi, when you're on the road so much?
Yeah, well, like I said, she's a very independent woman, and that helps things because she's, you know, she's not just waiting on me to come home every day. I mean, I love to see her, and she loves to see me, and we miss each other. But, you know, she's got her own life and her own job and her own friends and, you know, loves to make her own money, and that's her thing. So she does her own thing, which is awesome. But we do miss each other, obviously. But she's independent, and my work calls for me to be on the road. So we've had 6 years of dealing with that, and you never quite get used to it, especially when we're gone this much with the album launch and everything. But, you know, you just get through it and you mark your calendar for when you go home and you make sure you spend time together when you are home.
Well, I think, I think that you probably couldn't make it work. Like you guys have a partnership and of equals. And I think it would have been harder to make it work if she was somebody who was more like didn't have her own strong career. So she was like waiting at home
you. Yeah, she went to school 4 years, and I told her, I said, look, you know, if you wanted to, you could just come on the road with me and you don't have to work. She was like, I did not go to college for 4 years to not go to work. So that's she's a very strong-willed, independent woman.
Wow, good for her. Yeah. And tell us where are you going to be performing? How can people see you now?
Yeah, well, we're going to be at the Gramercy here in New York on Monday this coming up week, so that'll be exciting. But we leave here. We have the Today Show tomorrow morning. We head straight to Connecticut for a show.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Pittsburgh, Reading, Pennsylvania, Boston, and back here. So we're everywhere. We just booked a show in November yesterday, so we'll be out all year.
How do you keep in shape while you're on the road?
I could do a better job of it, but you just got to watch what you eat, I guess.
He's a young man, Bonnie. Can't stop, won't stop.
Well, he looks pretty fit. 24. Looks pretty fit underneath that shirt.
Got to wear dark clothing.
That's my secret.
So where should – okay, do you have a website? Like how do people find out your tour dates, your tickets, everything?
Yeah, well, follow me on socials first, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that jazz. And then scottymccreary.com has all the tickets and everything you need to all the shows. And we'll be out there.
Okay. So everybody, Seasons Change coming out on March 16th. And you guys have got to get it because it's got some great songs. And we are really going to be watching your social, not just for all your tour dates, but we want to see those wedding photos. They're going to be up
sooner than you think.
Okay, we got a hint here. Thanks so much.
No problem.